Dr. Dave. He's not a real doctor, but he likes to play one on the radio. And now, your host for Computer Talk, Dr. Dave.
All right, so we're going to try to cut this Comcast thing short, but we've got a couple things I really do want to talk about because I think it's informative. And when we get to the end of this thing, we're going to have kind of a short list of what you want to be aware of in helping you kind of cut to the chase. You know, help. You know, you don't want to be. It does not pay. It's not good for you, and it's not good for them to be rude to the service people. But there's some things that you can do to kind of hopefully cut to the chase in this thing, kind of shortcut the process, and we'll get into the details of that at the end of all of this. But there's just some important examples that we want to talk about that are big issues. And it isn't just Comcast, although they're kind of really notorious for it. I mean, they've kind of systemized these problems almost. This gal doesn't say up front, let me check the stuff on our end to see if we're having problems at the end of the process with me. Now, listen, if it had been my client and he had not called me in and my client had gone through this whole process for like the third time that day, it would have been 10 o'clock at night before she got to the point where she said, oh, we have problems on our end. Mm-hmm. It took about 20 minutes for me to get to that point. Had she said up front, now, and I'll tell you what I do sometimes, and I guess this is one of the tips to give you, is, and it's tough to do because I realize you don't have the confidence that I do. You know, not that I know everything, but I mean, you know, when you do this day in, day out, every day for a couple of decades, you kind of get some basics figured out, some level of comfort. And I realize not all of you have that level of comfort. That makes perfect sense. But one of the things that I will do is I'll just be a little guiding in immediately talking with them and saying, look, I'm having problems on my end. Or I'm having problems with my internet connection. What I'd like to know is if it's on my end or on your end. Would you mind checking and see if you guys are having any issues? Well, then right at that point, hopefully, now they still have that script that they are supposed to follow. But but oftentimes I find when I do that, and I didn't do that yesterday, when I do that, and it generally is the way I handle things, because that's exactly why I'm calling. Is to find out if they have problems on their end. I don't want their help necessarily troubleshooting problems on my end because I'm better at that than they are. Mm-hmm. What I want to know that I can't know without their help is, are they having problems on their end? So I'll specifically ask them that. Can you check and see if you have any problems on your end? Can you see my modem? Do you see signal issues? You know, because it's very easy for them to check that. Mm-hmm. I should have done that yesterday and didn't do it. So, you know, instead of 2 hours later, you know, that it would have taken with the client, it took me 20 minutes or so before I got to that point. And she said, oh, wow. You know, now that I look, it's all on our end and we got a truck roll, you know. And then we talked about, you know, kind of facetiously how we got a truck roll scheduled. Well, what's the schedule? I don't know. Okay. So, long story short, in that regard, I'm going to follow up with him today and see how he's doing. Sure. And I left my laptop there, so I got to get back there anyway.
Was this a Comcast customer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I had to look that up. So you,
yes,
I think it was during one of the breaks,
yes,
showed me your phone with the service advisory thing on the Comcast website. Well, there's an application on the phone, but you can also go to the website.
Right. You can check your account.
Well, let me tell you what I've encountered with that. I've had a business client that was completely down. And when you looked at that app, it said they were fine. Mm. And I'll tell you what I did in that example. And I've done this before, and it isn't just with Comcast. I've done it with Cox. I've done it with CenturyLink. I've done it with Quest. And when I the first couple of times I did it, I felt like maybe it was not really appropriate. I don't know why I felt that way, but I just felt like maybe I was being a little too aggressive. I've learned I'm not being too aggressive. I'm taking advantage of just what needs to happen. Everything's fine. And sometimes even you talk to the rep, everything's fine. You look on the app, everything's fine. You are completely down. What do you do next? You know what I've done? Get in the truck, drive around the block, look for the truck. Look for the CenturyLink truck. Look for the Comcast van. Look for Cox, whatever it is. Look for their vehicle. You'll probably find it. And I'll tell you, I've done it with CenturyLink. I've got some clients that are way out in the middle of nowhere that are CenturyLink DSL clients, and their connection is not real good at its best. And there have been many times with those guys. Well, when I say many, 3 or 4 times over the last 5 years probably, which is kind of a lot to me, where I've actually showed up there. Everything was fine on site for them. The texts on the phone say everything's fine. I get in the truck, drive down a quarter of a mile. There's a van on the side of the road. I pull over, get out, and say, hey, guys, I don't mean to bother you. But the tech support people on the phone say everything's fine. My customer is completely down. Do you know anything about the situation? They say, oh, yeah. We're having a huge problem in the area. We're working on it now. Completely opposite of what the application says or what the rep on the phone says. Now, I'm not saying that that app is not a good app. It's a good app. But the point being, you talk to the support person on the other end and they say everything's fine. Mm-hmm. You look at the app and they say everything's fine. That ain't gospel, guys. It's probably right, but it may well not be right. Mm-hmm. Now, you may not feel comfortable jumping in the car and driving around the block. That's what I do. I mean, you know, that's what I get paid to do, solve these problems. And I'm very, very, very courteous. I make sure that I, you know, I don't come storming out of the truck. Hey, what's wrong? Right. You know, I get out, say, sorry to bother you guys, man. I know you're busy. What do you know about this situation? We got some issues. And I, there has not been a situation in which I've done that where they didn't say, yep, we have problems. I even went so far, I don't know if you remember this, at one point, back on the days when we were on ISDN and doing this show, mm-hmm. Lincoln to the studio, yep. The ABC studios in New York City, in Manhattan, via ISDN. Yep. And Saturday morning, 8:30, everything's down. Mm-hmm. And I've gotten in the truck and drove down like a mile, the maybe more. Yeah. You know where the substation is down there off of Roger. Right. Wetmore. Off of Wetmore there by the hot dog stand. Mm-hmm. I drove down almost that far, and there was years ago now. This, it might have even been US West, not even Quest, much less CenturyLink. Mm-hmm. Where I drove down and there was a truck and there were guys down crawling underneath the sidewalk, fixing ISDN lines on a Saturday morning before we do the show. So, you know, it's not uncommon, and it's an issue to be aware of. And then the last thing in this regard, I told you about one of our buddies lives in a very nice little community kind of out. It's kind of a little enclave at the end of a road. It's kind of a neat little community. And right after he got his Comcast account, it probably took him a month or two, and he figured this out, that the worst thing that he could see in his area was a Comcast van. And it wasn't because that meant the internet out and they were fixing it, but his experience was it was kind of a chicken and the egg thing. It wasn't clear whether there was a problem and they were fixing it or whether they came out and broke it. Yeah. It just was never really clear. It always seemed like perhaps it was the latter, you know. You saw the van, that meant they had done something wrong.
Sometimes,
you know?
It was the latter.
Yeah.
When it was leaning against a pole.
Yeah, right.
And it zapped the wiring. Right. It happens all the time.
Right. 866-821-8255. 866-821-TALK. So here's the deal. I mean, it doesn't matter what company you're dealing with. You don't want, you know, I'm kind of implying that you want to take these guys with a grain of salt and you don't really want to do what they say to do. And that's not a good way to start a tech support troubleshooting session. But just understand that if you can troubleshoot, you know, kind of shortcut it by saying, hey, can you check if you got any problems on your end? That's a great thing to do. It could save you hours. We'll be back. More of Computer Talk with Dave Mason right after this.
Coast to coast, border to border, and galaxy wide. Computer Talk with Dave Mason, back after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.